Welcome to another episode of Parasha Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's Parasha Point comes from Vezot HaBracha, which is Hebrew for "This is the blessing," and it goes from Deuteronomy 33:1 to Deuteronomy 34:12. This Torah portion contains Moses' final blessing upon each of the tribes of Israel and concludes with the death of Moses. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to talk about honoring those who have died, Deuteronomy 34:5-6. So Moses, the servant of Yahweh, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Yahweh, and he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Our Torah portion speaks of the death of Moses. What's especially remarkable about Moses' death is his burial. The text says, "And he buried him." God himself took Moses' body from the mountain where he went to die and buried him. While the text does not declare Yahweh's motive for burying Moses, one could propose that, in part, this was God's final act of kindness toward his servant Moses. God taking responsibility to care for the body of Moses is perhaps an example of how we should care for others when they die. After all, we are called to imitate God. Ephesians 5:1, "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children." We walk in holiness because God is holy. We rest on the seventh day because God rested on the seventh day. We love the widow, orphan, and sojourner because God loves them. In the same way, we care for the bodies of those who die because God himself cared for the body of his servant. Taking care of the dead could be understood as a great act of kindness. Why? Because the dead cannot repay you. While a living person could reciprocate acts of kindness in this life, a dead person obviously cannot. So the things we do in caring for the dead, memorial and funeral services, burial and so forth, are often done entirely out of love and respect for those who have passed on. In the midst of the deep pain that comes from loss, we can imitate the Lord by honoring those who have died. In doing this, we honor God, the one who gave life to their body to begin with, and will resurrect the body in the world to come, where death will be no more. Thank you for joining us for another Parasha Point. We pray you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.